Her name was released last week, So she was released on cash bond after the many applications that we submitted for her to be bailed. But then every other person turned it down because of the nature of the case.
Mm-hmm.
So successfully last week, she was successfully released on bail. And she's now attending to her medical, she's being attended to by doctors. She's still sick. So her condition is not good. And that's how she is now. She's in the hospital. But once the doctors attend to her and finalize with her, then she's able to go back home. But she's outside now.
Okay. Now, when you talk about cash bond, what exactly does it mean?
Cash bond means that you deposit some money to the government shelves for someone to be released as security. Like this, this is a security for someone to be released. It's either you're released by someone on a bail, which is someone can stand in to stand in for you to be released, or you ask to pay some money to government shelves to be released. So her name was released on cash bond, and that's how she got out.
Okay.
And
so how much was this money that was put as security?
She was released on a cash bond of $2,500.
$2,500. What happens to this money?
That money is kept in the government shelf, in the court shelf, or the police until the case is disposed. If there's no case against Ademo, then that money is returned back to Ademo.
Oh, okay.
If that case gets disposed at whatever stage, then that money still goes back to Ademo. So it's just a security.
All right. And this release was strictly on the basis that she's unwell, right?
That was one condition, but of course, she fell sick in prison.
Mm-hmm.
She fell sick from the first day she was arrested. She's been sick, and she's been attended to severally by doctors. Every other time she goes into prison, she gets back, she's sent back for treatment. So that has been a situation in on and off. But after looking at her condition, and she was just released as an honorary condition. Not she's sick, of course. That was a factor that was considered. And then she had to attend to her medical conditions. So that should have been a factor that was considered by the prosecutor.
Okay. What are some of the other conditions aside from the sickness?
Other conditions that she cannot travel, she has to remain within the jurisdiction of South Sudan. She has to be within this country. She cannot travel outside the country. The investigation is still going on as part of the prosecution, as for the prosecutor, and once it's done, the file should be able to go to court. But at the moment, it's believed that there is still ongoing investigation. So when the investigation gets done, then the file will go to court. But then she can't go outside the country. She has to be released.
Okay. What's her health condition now from Thursday? I mean, she was released on Thursday last week. All through to now, that's about 3-4 days. What's her health status?
Her health condition now is she's sick. She has several ailments, and she was supposed to attend to operation. She was supposed to be operated last weekend, but the doctor is still monitoring her condition. She's still undergoing some medication. Once that is done, then she'll be referred for operation in here. So she's being monitored on doctor's directives.
Might you know the period for which these investigations continue, and how does this affect Animal's normal life, even though she's not in the confines of prison right now?
Animal, the period of investigation may not be certain. We hope to end soon as there's nothing much left. There's an allegation that she's a Ugandan citizen, a Ugandan national. And whoever alleges that she's a Ugandan, she'll come forward and prove it. We've asked the government that these allegations have been overdue. So if you still believe there's a case against her, please come to court and let's finalize this. So our prayers to the investigation team, to the prosecution, is that let this matter be resolved soonest. The investigation is partially done. It's just the technicalities of forwarding the files to court that's remaining. Secondly, her bail is ordinary, so she can resume her work, she can do whatever she was doing when she's fit to do that, because she's still sick. Once she's fully back to her feet, she can do her normal activities, she can do her errands like the way she was doing them. Of course, she's on bail, so there's nothing that can stop her from working, there's nothing that can stop her from moving around, attending to our personal activities or whatever she's doing. So entirely, we are still insisting that this thing should be closed soonest, this thing should be resolved soonest, and we have this file closed because it's been overdue, it's been dragging on for years, and this is a time we are seeing that it will come to an end.
Okay. Just let me clarify something here. So you have a case without an accuser?
The accused here is the government of South Sudan, which is the Director of Nationality, Passport and Immigration. That is a complainant. The accused is a NIMU. So basically, these are the two parties involved in this case. So
all right.
The government
Now, this period that she's been in prison, obviously there's been some damages. There's her reputation and the doubt, wherever she's working now, all that. Are you planning to file a lawsuit against all these, you know?
I will not comment on that now because there's a case already against her. So let's have this matter resolved first,
mm-hmm.
see what the case against her is and what the government has against her. Whoever has evidence that she's a foreigner, she'll prepare their case and come forward. We have nothing than that to say that let's finalize the case against her and let's see what happens next. So at this moment, we are looking at her rights as a South Sudanese. We're looking at her rights as a citizen of this country. We're looking at all her rights as someone that should be protected by the law, and she deserves all the protection of the law. And this is a process we are monitoring closely. We want to ensure that NIMU gets her rights back. We want to ensure that NIMU gets back to herself. We want to ensure that whoever is doubting that she's a South Sudanese, this person here, please put yourselves clear, come forward. Let's battle the court and see what we have. So we can't comment about anything against the government now, of course. We're looking at the case against the government, against the government, against the NIMU.